Hugh Freeze and Jackson Arnold have a lot to prove this year.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five. Happy daggum Monday. We made it through another week, and it's time to kick this one off right. Talk a little Auburn football, talk about expectations, all of the things that have to go into this season. Hugh Freeze with a lot to prove. Jackson Arnold with a lot to prove. Offensive line with a lot to prove, and all the details around that. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to thebarnauburn.com. Sign up today, get $25 off your annual membership for 2025. That's right, only $75 will get you through the whole year, the whole football season, the whole basketball season, recruiting, the portal, everything. Jump in the conversation. Dropped a big note on in-state recruiting yesterday. Would love for you to jump in and take a part, take part in the conversation, the community, all that good stuff. So check us out, thebarnauburn.com. Josh Pate, obviously from the Josh Pate Football Show, talked about expectations for teams in 2025 and teams where it's time to, hey, it's time to show. You got a lot to prove. This is a big year. This is sort of a watermark year for you to change the narrative, to turn things around. And he talked about Auburn a little bit. I want to play the clip and then dive into it a little bit deeper.
Auburn, year three, Hugh Freeze. I've been willing to wait. I don't know that everyone else has been. I've been willing to wait. I thought he inherited a pretty bad situation roster-wise. So it was going to take some time. And what have they done? They have recruited three top 20 classes, two inside the top 10. They just landed the number six class. They landed a top five portal class, went and got Jackson Arnold at quarterback from Oklahoma. So Freeze is 11-14 so far. They just went 5-7. They missed a bowl game. They ought to contend for a playoff spot this upcoming year, too. These are lofty expectations, Josh. No, they're not. The head coach at Auburn in year, what, three or four, year four, three, whatever it is. No, that's not lofty. That's perfectly reasonable to be given 3 years to clean things out, you know, to clear out the dead brush, plant your own seeds, and start to see returns, start to see growth. That's not unreasonable. You get Bama at home. You get Georgia at home. This should be the year that I really see, boom, all right, Hugh Freeze, Auburn. That's what it's supposed to look like. Still a lot of wild card about them, though. They open at Baylor. Weird, but I like it.
I couldn't agree more. I really couldn't. As somebody that gets labeled as a defender, a apologist, things of that nature, I could not agree more that this is the year that you really have to start being in that conversation. Notice he didn't say playoff or bust. He said you need to be in that playoff. You need to be in playoff contention. You need to be in that playoff conversation. How different do we feel if we're South Carolina, where you're 9-3 and you were in the conversation, but you didn't get in the playoff at the end? They let in another, you know, 9-3 team or whatever. I think that would be South Carolina folks are ecstatic. They're ready to crown Shane Beamer as the best coach in, you know, in South Carolina history. I think that's where you got really honestly have to be in year three to kind of keep people on board, keep guys on board, keep people locked in, keep people, you know, seeing, you know, the positive work you've done off the field and hoping that it yields good results on the field. Look, typically, you know, back before the portal, you would say, hey, you got till year three. Year three, you ought to start showing something. Year three, you ought to start showing a little bit more of what this thing's supposed to look like. You know, we'll give you time to bring in some guys. You know, back before the portal, it was all the way you could get kids was high school recruiting. And Hugh still put a huge emphasis on high school recruiting. He's still done it a more old school way. But even still, year three, it's time where the vast majority, if not all the players on the roster, are now your guys, albeit a good portion of them are high school and a good portion of them are from the portal. You know, I've said before, I felt like, you know, that 3-year time frame should be shifted up a little bit. So we're a little bit behind schedule of where, honestly, I feel like you should be. But regardless, year three is the year where you have to make something happen. You've got a ton to prove. And a little bit of this is on a little bit of the urgency is a little bit on Hugh and some of the things that he said and some of the things that he's done. Look, right off the bat, I think running it back with Peyton Thorne after year one, when there were some other options, if nothing else, kind of put a little bit of doubt in people's mind on quarterback evaluation. I think, you know, yes, the theory behind it, the logic behind it made sense. And to some extent, it did yield some better results. Though adding, you know, better wide receivers around him, Hugh calling the plays, the offense being run the way Hugh wants it to be run instead of going through an outside play caller. Yes, if you look at it if you don't look at wins and losses, you don't look at anything but just statistical production from year over year, you could see that some of it did yield results. But at the end of the day, when it was crunch time, when it was, you know, you needed that big throw, when you needed that big play, even if it was there, even if the play was there, even if the play was dialed up, you just felt like it was a long shot that was going to happen. And that was the same. So even though the statistical production went up, the same struggles in crunch time were still there. So that put a lot of, you know, that puts a lot of pressure on Hugh. You've gone and got another portal quarterback. You know, running it back with Thorne just makes people that much more anxious at decision making when it comes to quarterback. Now, if Jackson Arnold were to bust out, and we'll talk about Jackson Arnold in a minute, now you just have a complete wave of doubt. Especially when you've pretty much lost all the grace that you may have been given based off of the success you've had with quarterbacks in the past. You know, it's hard to even point to a quarterback that's not lit it up under Hugh Freeze. So that's what I think a lot of people have grabbed and held on to this whole time. But when you have 2 years of what you've seen out of Peyton Thorne, and then if you were to duplicate that with Jackson Arnold, it would cast just a huge wave of doubt just over quarterback evaluation and honestly development, even development at that point in time. So, yeah, that was one thing that made it tough on him. Two, I mean, he said it himself. He said, I typically turn programs around pretty quickly. Now, year three to me would be, I mean, if you go out there and you win nine, 10 games and you're in the conversation, or even, you know, 8 games and you lose one late, but you're in the conversation, you win some big games. I would say that would be still based off of the last 4 or 5 years. I would say that would be, you know, turning a program around, you know, fairly quickly. But hey, he put those expectations out there. So that makes it that much more tough. When you say, I typically do things quicker, I typically do these things quickly, that makes it tough. That makes it tough for you. Okay, well, let's see it. You know, that kind of thing. And then, you know, the last thing that makes this season that much more important to show me something. That much more to prove is all of the alignment and support at Auburn behind Hugh Freeze. I'm honestly, it's really mind blowing. Even after the results on the field, the support and the alignment behind Hugh from the people that matter, not the you know, loud mouse on Twitter and things like that. Like you know, you find the worst of the fan base there at times. Okay. But the people that matter, the people that are donating large sums of money to hold this roster together, that are, you know, all the support behind the football program, I mean, their faith is going to wane eventually. And this is, you know, to do something like that, to go all in, what we've seen for 3 years with no results whatsoever. I mean, at some point in time, even those cats are going to be like, okay, look, we've done this. We've done everything you've asked, okay? We've given this. We've given that. We've been here. We've been there. We've kept our mouth shut. We've not tried to, I guess, keep our hands out of the cookie jar. We've done everything we've been asked, okay? At what point in time is there going to be some sort of return? Okay, those three things right there make, you know, even on top of just in general in year three needing success, but those three things ratchet up the pressure a little bit more to make something happen this year, to make it to where it's very important for Hugh and his career at Auburn to make something happen this year. So he does have a lot to prove, and I think that goes without saying. In year three, it's time to roll. Another person that has a ton to prove for a lot of different reasons is Jackson Arnold. This is year three for Jackson Arnold as well. Okay, so typically in year three, if you're not starting, if you're not having a fair amount of success by year three, the odds are really against you as far as having a decent, good college career at a high power five program. Like, if you're not able to do it by year three, more than likely you're not. I think that's pretty fair to say. I think there's probably some examples, I'm sure, that you could find of a guy who struggled and then had a fourth year or fifth year where he got in the right system, right program, and lit it up and had a lot of success in the NFL. I'm sure you can find those. Now, I'm not saying there's never been someone that if they didn't have a high-level success after year three, I mean, Jason Campbell would be one. You know, we could point to just Auburn in general, and you could point to Jason Campbell, but that was 21 years ago? Yeah, that was 21. That would be 21 years ago, 21 football seasons ago. Okay, so it's not very common. And going into year three, when you were Gatorade Player of the Year, consensus five-star across the board, you had expectations through the roof. And this year is a big year for Jackson. This year is massive for Jackson to be able to sort of last year put a really big damper on the outlook of him, I think. It didn't change, you know, his athletic traits. It didn't change his, you know, his measurables. It didn't change how, you know, talented the potential that he has. But what it did change was the perception. And he's got a lot to do this year. There's a lot to do this year to kind of right those wrongs. And I think that's an added motivation for him to come in and say, look, there's a lot of folks that have sort of written the book on me already. And I'm in year three and I have a chance with a much better wide receiver core. I got a chance on paper, at least, probably a little bit better offensive line than I had last year, because he was battling with, you know, playing behind threes and fours and, you know, a lot of backups, a lot of injuries. That offense was decimated. I did just watch, you know, Peyton Thorne throw for what, if he would have played the whole season, what probably would have been 3,000 yards. You know, I should be in a better position. I should be in a better situation. And it's time to kind of prove all those folks wrong. All those folks that have sort of written the book on me and sort of thrown me as a bust, as just another, you know, five-star flame out, I got a chance to prove it. And again, sort of going back to the theme with Hugh, this is the year you got to do it. You don't really have very long of a leash, at least with the perception from the outside. Now, you may have 2 years here at Auburn, but you better make it happen. You better make it happen right away. And I think he's doing all the things since he's been here that would sort of lend itself to those things having a higher chance of happening. You know, going ahead and doing the right things leadership-wise and workouts and, you know, doing throwing sessions and sort of garnering the respect from the young guys, having people look at him and say, okay, this is our leader. And I think that's happening early. This is our guy. those are the things you got to do. And the pressure's sort of on this year for Jackson just as much as it is for Hugh from an individual standpoint. So I know he wants to win for Auburn. I know he wants to win for Hugh Freeze, but he's got to win for Jackson too. He's got to have a good year for Jackson. So not only does Hugh have a lot to prove, Jackson Arnold has a lot to prove. And probably one of the more important teams, position groups that has a lot to prove, maybe the most important of all, is the offensive line. Look, this is one of the reasons, one of the main reasons also that I've been so patient is because it's really criminal. It is really criminal what has been done to the offensive line at Auburn, who's had great offensive lines in the past. Like, you've had some super talented offensive lines going all the way back, you know, in the all through the 2000s, awesome offensive lines. Even Gus had some early really good offensive lines. But after about, you know, 2017, it's like they just completely quit trying to develop a high-level SEC offensive line. And the problem, I think I was going to say somebody should be in jail for that, but I'm kind of past all the jokes. But yeah, it's just been kind of criminal what's happened over the last 5-6 plus years on the offensive line. And the problem with that, the big problem with that is over that period of time, a narrative can start to sort of gain steam that Auburn can't develop offensive linemen. Auburn can't put Auburn offensive linemen in the NFL. And what that does is that makes it harder to bring in high-level offensive linemen. So it becomes this vicious, like, cycle of the snake eating its tail. And there's really no – you can't figure out the chicken before the egg scenario because, you know, both of those things play on each other, and both of those things are happening at the same time. So how do you break the cycle? Auburn's, I feel like, has done as good as you possibly can do recruiting the offensive line, not only with the reputation that Auburn's probably sort of garnered over the past several years, but then you got the success on the field. You got the results on the field the last two seasons. You just had a really good offensive line class this past year. You just had a really good portal class this past year. You did show some progress year over year from last year to this past year. You had more yards per rush. You gave up less sacks. You're building. But this is a big year, too, for the offensive line, because I feel like you've sort of removed, with the addition of Xavier Chaplin, you know, with a third-year guy like Connor Liu, with the addition of Mason Murphy, with Xavier Miller getting another year back, who really should have probably redshirted his first year. And then you got your returning guys like Dylan Wade and Jeremiah Wright, and then some of your younger guys that got some playing time. You have all the pieces in place to be a really, really good offensive line. Now you just got to do it. If I could say one thing that could help Auburn skyrocket as far as potential in the offensive line, you really honestly need Xavier Chaplin to go high in the draft. And honestly, it wouldn't hurt. I would hate for him to leave. But Connor Liu's draft eligible after this year. He's played a ton of football. If Connor Liu could have a big year and become a draft eligible prospect and go in the NFL, you got a chance to skyrocket the progression of ending this narrative with two potential NFL guys. Hey, Dylan Wade, that's another one. You have a real chance. You have a really good chance to, with a good year, you can have four offensive linemen drafted. I think Xavier Miller could be an NFL player. I think Dylan Wade could be an NFL guard. I think Connor Liu could be an NFL player. And then based off what we've seen out of Xavier Chaplin, I think he can be an NFL player. You have a chance this year to take the narrative and completely throw it in the trash. Yes, Auburn can develop offensive linemen. Look, we just put four into the NFL or whatever. You know, if it's two out of those four, I still think that's something you can point to. Yes, there is potential to achieve your highest potential at Auburn on the offensive line. I think this year is a really big year. You got all the tools in place. You just got to make it happen. So a lot for Auburn to prove this year, a lot for Hugh to prove, a lot for Jackson to prove, a lot for this offensive line to prove. The defense is kind of proved what they got to prove. Probably get better, a little bit better on third down, but still, I mean, they're talented. They're deep as well. But to me, the offense has been clearly the Achilles heel the first two seasons under Hugh Freeze. So, hey, man, you're an offensive guy. It's year three. You got to get it changed. You got to get it fixed. So let's see what happens. We got a long time to discuss this. Your roster is pretty much done. You're going to probably add a few more folks in the spring. You're adding a running back and Omar Mabson here. I guess this week is when signing day is. Man, that's a bummer. You just don't even care. You don't even think about signing day in February anymore. It's just all about December. But Auburn's going to hopefully add you got the commitment. Now you got to get the signature. A really talented running back to kind of cap off this roster. And then we'll see what happens in spring. You got spring in just a little over a month that kicks off, and then we'll be off and running. So, guys, let me know what you think in the comments. Do you agree that this is a huge year for Hugh to prove something, to prove that he's going to be able to make it work at Auburn? Do you agree on Jackson Arnold? Do you agree on the offensive line? Let me know what you think in the comments. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys have a great week. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5, and we'll get after it again every single day. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.